The Tibetan Book of the Dead. Homage to the Gurus, the Three Kayas, Amitabha, Infinite Light, the Dharmakaya, Peaceful and Wrathful Lotus Deities, the Sambhogakaya, Padmasambhava, Protector of Beings, the Nirmanakaya. This great liberation through hearing, the means of liberation in the bardo for yogins of average capacities, is in three parts: the introduction, the main subject matter, and the conclusion. Firstly, the introduction, the means of liberating human beings. First of all, one should have studied the instructions, which should certainly liberate those of the highest capacities. But if they do not, one should practice the ejection of consciousness, which liberates spontaneously as soon as it is thought of in the bardo of the moment before death. This should certainly liberate yogins of average capacity, but if it does not, one should strive in this great liberation through hearing in the bardo of Dharmata. Therefore, the yogin should first examine the sequence of signs of death according to the spontaneous liberation of the signs of death, and when they are definitely completed, he should effect the ejection of consciousness, which liberates spontaneously as soon as it is thought of. If ejection is effected, there is no need to read the liberation through hearing. But if not, it should be read clearly and precisely, close to the dead body. If the body is not present, one should sit on the dead person's bed or seat, and proclaiming the power of truth, call on his consciousness and read, imagining him sitting in front listening. At this time, sounds of crying and weeping are not good, so his relatives should be shut out. If the body is present, then during the interval between the ceasing of the breath and the ceasing of pulsation in the arteries, his guru, or a Dharma brother or sister whom he loved and trusted, should read this great liberation through hearing, close to his ear. The teaching of the liberation through hearing. An elaborate offering should be made to the three jewels if the materials are available, but if they are not available, one should set out whatever there is and visualize the rest without limit. One should say the inspiration prayer calling on the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas for rescue 7 or 3 times, then loudly recite the inspiration prayer for the deliverance from the dangerous pathway of the bardo and the main verses of the bardo, then read the great liberation through hearing 7 or 3 times. It is in 3 parts, showing the luminosity in the bardo of the moment before death, the great reminder of showing in the bardo of Dharmata, and the instructions for closing the entrance to the womb of becoming. First, showing the luminosity in the bardo of the moment before death. By having this read to them, all kinds of ordinary people who have received teachings but have not recognized, although they are intelligent, or who have recognized but have practiced little, will recognize the basic luminosity and bypass the bardo experience to reach the unoriginated Dharmakaya. The method of instruction. It is best if his principal guru from whom he requested teaching can be present, but otherwise a Dharma brother or sister with whom he has taken the Samaya vow, or a spiritual friend in the same lineage. If none of these are to be found, then someone who can read aloud clearly and precisely should read it several times. This will remind him of what his guru has shown him, and he will immediately recognize the basic luminosity and be liberated. There is no doubt. The time of instruction. When respiration has ceased, prana is absorbed into the wisdom dutti, and luminosity free from complexities shines clearly in the consciousness. If prana is reversed and escapes into the right and left nadis, the bardo state appears suddenly, so the reading should take place before the prana escapes into the right and left nadis. The length of time during which the inner pulsation remains after respiration has ceased is just about the time taken to eat a meal. The method of instruction. It is best if ejection of consciousness is effected when the respiration is just about to stop. But if it has not been effected, one should say these words: O child of noble family, now the time has come for you to seek a path. as soon as your breath stops, what is called the basic luminosity of the first bardo, which your guru has already shown you, will appear to you. This is the Dharmata. Open and empty like space, luminous void, pure naked mind, without center or circumference. Recognize then and rest in that state, and I too will show you at the same time. This should be firmly implanted in his mind by repeating it many times over in his ear until he stops breathing. Then, when the ceasing of the breath is heard, one should lay him down on the right side in the lion position and firmly press the two pulsating arteries which induce sleep until they have stopped throbbing. Then the prana which has entered the duti will not be able to go back and will be certain to emerge through the brahmarandra. Now the showing should be read. At this time the first bardo, which is called the luminosity of Dharmata, the undistorted mind of the Dharmakaya, arises in the mind of all beings. Ordinary people call this state unconscious because the prana sinks into the avaduti during the interval between the ceasing of the breath and of the pulsation. The time it lasts is uncertain, depending on the spiritual condition and the state of yogic training. It lasts for a long time in those who have practiced much, were steady in the meditation practice of tranquility and sensitive. In striving to show such a person, one should repeat the instruction until pus comes out from the apertures of his body. In wicked and insensitive people, it does not last longer than a single snapping of the fingers, but in some it lasts for the time taken to eat a meal. As most sutras and tantras say that this unconscious state lasts for 4.5 days, generally one should strive to show the luminosity for that length of time. The method of instruction. If he is able, he will work with himself from the instructions already given. But if he cannot by himself, then his guru, or a disciple of his guru, or a Dharma brother or sister who was a close friend, should stay nearby and read aloud clearly the sequence of the signs of death. Now the sign of earth dissolving into water is present, water into fire, fire into air, air into consciousness. When the sequence is almost completed, he should be encouraged to adopt an attitude like this: O child of noble family, or if he was a guru, O sir, do not let your thoughts wander. This should be spoken softly in his ear. In the case of a Dharma brother or sister or anyone else, one should call him by name and say these words: O child of noble family, that which is called death has now arrived, and you should adopt this attitude. I have arrived at the time of death, so now, by means of this death, I will adopt only the attitude of the enlightened state of mind, friendliness and compassion, and attain perfect enlightenment for the sake of all sentient beings, as limitless as space. With this attitude, at this special time, for the sake of all sentient beings, I will recognize the luminosity of death as the Dharmakaya, and attaining in that state the supreme realization of the great symbol, I will act for the good of all beings. If I do not attain this, I will recognize the bardo state as it is, and attaining the indivisible great symbol form in the bardo, I will act for the good of all beings as limitless as space in whatever way will influence them. Without letting go of this attitude, you should remember and practice whatever meditation teaching you have received in the past. These words should be spoken distinctly with the lips close to his ears, so as to remind him of his practice without letting his attention wander for even a moment. Then, when respiration has completely stopped, one should firmly press the arteries of sleep and remind him with these words, if he was a guru or a spiritual friend higher than oneself: Sir, now the basic luminosity is shining before you. Recognize it and rest in the practice. And one should show all others like this: O child of noble family, listen. Now the pure luminosity of the Dharmata is shining before you. Recognize it. O child of noble family, at this moment your state of mind is by nature pure emptiness. It does not possess any nature whatever, neither substance nor quality such as color, but it is pure emptiness. This is the Dharmata, the female Buddha Samantabhadri. But this state of mind is not just blank emptiness, it is unobstructed, sparkling, pure, and vibrant. This mind is the male Buddha Samantabhadra. These two, your mind, whose nature is emptiness without any substance whatever, and your mind, which is vibrant and luminous, are inseparable. This is the Dharmakaya of the Buddha. This mind of yours is inseparable luminosity and emptiness in the form of a great mass of light. It has no birth or death. Therefore, it is the Buddha of immortal light. To recognize this is all that is necessary. When you recognize this pure nature of your mind as the Buddha, looking into your own mind is resting in the Buddha mind. This should be repeated 3 or 7 times clearly and precisely. Firstly, it will remind him of what he has previously been shown by his guru. Secondly, he will recognize his own naked mind as the luminosity. And thirdly, having recognized himself, he will become inseparably united with the Dharmakaya and certainly attain liberation.